Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A large number of anti-Obama protesters are marching to the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria hours before President Obama is due to touch down in South Africa for a two-day visit. NPR's Afabia Quist-Arkton reports a case was thrown out of court earlier this week to try to have Obama arrested as a war criminal.
Opponents to U.S. foreign policy, especially on the Middle East, are making their angry voices heard in South Africa. With President Obama due to fly into Pretoria later today, "No, you can't, Obama" campaign marchers have gathered. They're carrying banners with his images saying, "Meet the world's top assassin," and are taking the protest to the U.S. Embassy. Campaign leader Richard Mamabolo:
"Obama has been continuing with the same things that Bush has been doing, causing war all over the world."
Some labor unions, Muslim groups, and university students say the U.S. leader should not have been invited to South Africa. President Obama's visit is overshadowed by the critical condition in the hospital of former President Nelson Mandela. Afabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Obama says he doesn't know if he'll visit the anti-apartheid icon in the hospital because it might be obtrusive at an especially sensitive time for Mandela's family. The 94-year-old is hospitalized in critical condition, but he is reportedly showing some improvement. Mandela was admitted to the hospital earlier this month for a recurring lung infection. The White House is pressing House Republicans to vote in favor of the bipartisan immigration measure that passed the Senate yesterday. The bill is expected to run into heavier resistance in the House, where conservatives generally oppose citizenship for immigrants who enter the U.S. illegally. The legislation that passed the Senate offers millions of undocumented immigrants a path to become legal residents. It also significantly steps up support for border security. The father of accused NSA leaker Edward Snowden is asking the Justice Department to help secure his return to the U.S. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the Snowden family is asking prosecutors for some ironclad guarantees.
A lawyer for Edward Snowden's father says he thinks the 30-year-old information technology specialist would emerge from his international hiding place if the Justice Department agrees to three conditions. First, Snowden not be detained before he's tried on Espionage Act charges. Second, that he not be subject to a gag order about the national security leaks. And third, that he would face trial in a place of his choosing. Attorney Bruce Fine says he's got no immediate response from Attorney General Eric Holder. But the Justice Department unlikely to agree to those conditions that essentially allow a criminal defendant to dictate the terms of his prosecution. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is down 67 at 14,957, NASDAQ up slightly at 3,404, S&P 500 down 3 at 1610. This is NPR News. A federal grand jury has indicted a Texas woman on charges she sent ricin-laced letters to President Obama, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, and one of Bloomberg's advisors on gun control. Today, prosecutors announced Shannon Richardson was named in a three-count indictment. Each charge carries up to 5 years in prison. The 35-year-old from New Boston, Texas, was arrested several weeks ago. A man arrested in connection with the murder case against former football player Aaron Hernandez has been turned over to Massachusetts authorities. Meanwhile, Hernandez remains behind bars on charges he killed a semi-pro football player. Hernandez has pleaded not guilty. Forward Anthony Bennett is the surprise number one pick in this year's NBA draft. The Cleveland Cavaliers made Bennett the first Canadian-born top pick in NBA history last night. We have details from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Few expected University of Nevada, Las Vegas freshman forward Anthony Bennett to start the annual draft cavalcade of young tall men in nice suits and goofy baseball hats. Even Bennett, born in Ontario, Canada, admitted he was as surprised as anyone else. But Cleveland liked his athleticism and size, 6'8", 240 pounds, and his offensive versatility. And truth be told, Bennett's selection really wasn't a surprise in a draft labeled underwhelming and lacking a consensus number one pick going in. One of the favorites for the top spot, Kentucky center Nerlens Noel, was taken sixth by New Orleans and then traded to Philadelphia for all-star point guard Jrue Holiday. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Another look at numbers from Wall Street. Dow's losing ground, down 66 now at 14,959. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We're going to venture back now to 1959 and music from Howling Wolf.
Gone. I feel so glad it ain't gonna last. I feel so glad this ain't gonna last. I've been scarred and I've been kicked out.
With the old brand new jug, I want the old spinning wheel, and I want an old hooked jug in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride. I want a brand new house with a brand new bride. And I know I have a whole lot of loving. She'll be locked up inside in my brand new house. People, my brand new bride. You know I don't want nobody. Well, all right, baby. Mm-hmm. don't even want no Cadillac. My baby, she don't wear no furs. All my woman won't lie. 2,000, him and her, in my brand new house. Deep out my brand new bride.
From 1966, that was Otis Spann on piano and vocals. Otis backed up by the Muddy Waters Band, with whom he was employed. He'd been with Muddy since 1953. Otis Spann doing a number called Brand New House. And before we heard Otis, we heard Howling Wolf. We heard Howling Wolf from 1959. Wolf on blues harp and vocals with his old guitar sidekick, Hubert Sumlin. And they did a number entitled I've Been Abused. Next year on the Blues Box, a cover of a Howling Wolf tune from the late 1970s. Here is the band, the Nighthawks, with their rendition of How Many More Years?
I'm old and gray, ain't got no place to go. I'm old and gray, ain't got no place to go. Find myself a youngster, don't want me around. How many more years? Close.
born up there. I'm gonna bring back down all my clothes where I go. Nobody knows. Leaving Chicago. Can't stay there no more. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you.
The Duke Robillard Band from their brand new disc, Independently Blue. Duke doing a number called Below Zero. Duke, of course, been in the business since, though, at least the late 1960s. He was one of the founding members of the band Room Full of Blues. They're about to have another album out. They've been together for 45 years. Before we heard the Duke Robillard Band, we heard from the late 1970s the band The Nighthawks. They did a rendition of the Howling Wolf tune, How Many More Years? We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Candy Kane has a brand new album out. It is entitled Coming Out Swinging. Here she is.
We beg you, s'il vous plaît, to chase your blues away. We love you, je vous aime.
Johnny Johnson on piano and vocals, the late Johnny Johnson from a disc called Johnny Be Back. And Jimmy Vivino on guitar on a really interesting, well, nice rendition of Kansas City, the old Lieberstahler composition. That they composed that one back in 1952. It was quickly recorded by Willie Littlefield, but it didn't become a real hit until Wilbert Harrison took it to number one on the charts back in 1959. It's been recorded more than 300 different times by different people. Johnny Johnson. Johnson, kind of interesting. He was in East St. Louis heading a trio. His front man ended up breaking an ankle. They were scheduled to play New Year's Eve in 52, so Johnny had to find a quick substitution, and he found that in a young guy by the name of Chuck Berry. And Johnny ended up having Chuck in his group. And, of course, Chuck Berry ended up becoming the star. Johnny and Chuck collaborated for over 20 years on various tracks, Johnny Johnson being on a lot of Chuck Berry's big hits. Before hearing Johnny Johnson here on KRVS, we heard Candy Kane from her new disc, Coming Out Swinging. We heard her do an interesting little number called Overall. Can't even pronounce this. Pretty silly. Au revoir, y'all. Having a little tongue-tied this late in the program. Music now from Paul Rochelle from his latest disc, Talking Guitar. He does a cover of a lot of older blues pieces. Here he is doing one called Tired of Being Mistreated.
Ain't gonna cut no kin, gonna pack no coal. I wouldn't give a nickel just to save your soul. Cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. You went away this morning, you stayed away all day. You must have something keep you away. Cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. Tell the sergeant, go tell Chief O'Brien. Before I take you back, I'd better serve some time. Cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. A dollar for some sugar, a dime for some rice. Before I make my woman, gonna treat her nice. Cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you. Twice, fool me just enough to make me change my mind. Cause I'm tired of being mistreated and the way you do. Gonna tell everybody that I'm down on you.
Five and one is six. You're making like you love me, gal, and you're sticking me in. City with me, sweet old Kokomo. 6 and 1 is 7, 7 and 1 is 8. Running around you, baby, so you gon' get through late now, crying, oh, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to the 11 Light City, baby, sweet old Kokomo. Not A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, crying, oh, hey, baby, don't you wanna go to the 11 Light City with me, that sweet old Kokomo. Did you get that letter I dropped in your backyard? Wanted to come to see, but your other man and me bought, not crying, oh. Sweet old Kokomo. Mary had a little lamb, feet was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Followed her down to the station, ticket to Kokomo. Ticket agent see the lamb, say, I declare your lamb can't go. Not crying, oh, baby, don't you wanna go to the level I see the baby, that sweet old Kokomo.
Recorded in Philadelphia back in 1949. That was Dan Pickett, originally from Alabama. Interesting artist, a very obscure artist for many years. A lot, I should say, very, very little was known about his history, his where from, and his where to. And that was his, he called that one Baby Don't You Want to Go, really kind of a pretty much a rendition of Kokomo Arnold's Kokomo Blues from 1934, one that Robert Johnson morphed into Sweet Home Chicago a few years later. Before we heard Dan Pickett, we heard Paul Rochelle from his disc Talking Guitar, Paul doing a cover of a number called Tired of Being Mistreated. And we're going to turn next to Robert Johnson, the gentleman that Eric Clapton said was the most important blues artist ever to record. And we're going to listen to Robert recorded in Dallas in 1937. Here's Robert with Stones in My Passway.
I got stones in my passway, and my road seems dark at night. I got stones in my pathway, and my road seems dark at night. I have pains in my heart, they have taken my appetite. I have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing. Have a bird to whistle, and I have a bird to sing. I got a woman that I'm loving, boy, but she don't mean anything. My enemies have betrayed me, have overtaken poor Bobby Lee. And it's one thing certain, they have stones all in my face. Now you're trying to take my life and all my loving too. You laid the pathway for me. Now what are you trying to do? I'm crying, please, please let us be friends. Heavy howling in my pathway, Robert. Please, oh, don't let me in. I got three legs in trouble. Oh, please don't block my road. I got three legs in trouble. Oh, please don't block my road. I've been feeling straight by my rider. Babe, I'm booked and I got to go.
made a mighty bad break of me. Oh, Silicosis made a mighty bad break of me. You robbed me of my youth and health. All you brought for me was now, Silicosis, you a dirty robber and a thief. Oh, Silicosis, dirty robber and a thief. Rob you of my right to live, and all you brought for me was greed. I was there digging that tunnel for a sick bitter day. I was there digging that tunnel for a sick bitter day. Didn't know I was digging my own grave. Silicosis eat my lungs away. I says, Mama, 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 cool my fevered head. I says, Mama, Mama, come and cool my fevered head. I'm gonna meet my Jesus. God knows I'll soon be dead. Six bits I got for digging, digging that tunnel hole. Bits I got for digging, digging that tunnel hole. Take me away from my baby, it sure done wreck my soul. Now tell all my buddies, tell all my friends you see. Now tell all my buddies, tell all my friends you see, I'm going way up yonder, please don't weep for me.
Josh White recorded in New York back in 1936. Doing a number called Silicosis is Killing Me. Silicosis was a fibrotic lung disease that struck down a lot of people that worked in the mines in the South and Southeast. Josh White, really interesting character, originally from the Carolinas, found his way to Chicago in the early 1930s. Before we heard Josh White, we heard Robert Johnson here on KRVS. Johnson doing Stones in My Passway, again recorded in Dallas in 1937. That tune is said to be a derivative of some Petey Wheatstraw tunes, Police Station Blues and So Long Blues. Robert Johnson, of course, used a lot of blues that predated his own recordings. It was very much a standard practice. Petey Wheatstraw was quite a popular artist. In fact, like Robert Johnson, historically, he's considered to have sold his soul to the devil, or at least he used that line to impress people. In fact, he called himself the devil's son-in-law. His real name was William Bunch. He worked out of East St. Louis and recorded a lot of blues during his lifetime. We're going to listen to an example. This one was later used by Robert Johnson for his Little Queen of Spades from 1935. Here's Petey Wheatstraw with King of Spades.
Women takes on over me. I am the king of spades, and the women takes on over me. I know when I lay my racket, woo, my bell, I'm sweet as I can be. I'm the king of spades. Ain't been out any great long time. Lost Spain. I ain't been out any grand long time. But I've been waiting for you, little mama. Woo, my well, baby, if you ain't got a dime. Let me be your dealer. I'm the best dealer in town. Said, now let me be your dealer. I'm the best dealer in town. Then again I'll say he to me, baby, prove my bell and let your love come falling down. Here's a speed cut to jazz and a ten of speed called to ten. Here's a speed cut to jazz and the king of speed called to ten. Deal a card one more time. Woo, my bell, and I will bring your dollars in. Yes, I'm the little black king of spades, and then again I always win. I'm the little black king of spades, then again you know I always win. Then again I was spread for you, little mama. My bell like it rules the scratch for a hand.
Got a bird, what a whistle. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird, will sing. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird, will sing. Without Corina, sure don't mean a natural thing. I learned to love you, baby, before I call, honey, before I call your name. Baby, before I call, honey, before I call your name. I wouldn't trade your love for money. Honey, you're my warm heart. Baby, you're my warm heart's flame. Have mercy, baby, on my heart. Look, mama, on my heart, look so. Baby, on my heart, look, honey, on my heart, look so. Got a rainbow around my shoulder. Shine like silver. Baby, look like Klondike gold. Bird will sing. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird will sing. Without my Corina, sure don't mean a natural thing.
From 1968, that was Taj Mahal, some early Taj Mahal, his rendition of Karina. And before hearing Taj, we heard Petey Wheatstraw again, born William Bunch, Petey Wheatstraw on piano and vocals, doing a number he recorded back in 1935, King of Spades. And again, Robert Johnson would borrow that tune and turn it into a little Queen of Spades. We have blues for you for, well, just a few more minutes here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Right now, let's go back a few years, back now to 1992, some early Kenny Neal. Kenny's been making discs and albums for many years now. Here he is from his disc Bayou Blood, Kenny Neal with Big City Ways. Kenny Neal, once again, Big City Ways. Kenny originally from Baton Rouge. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way. As I mentioned, at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Then that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. At 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered National and International News from NPR. And at 7 tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Kleinpeter at 9 o'clock. The Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine. Then at 10 p.m., Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. And, of course, we have all sorts of great music coming your way tomorrow and through the weekend, Zydeco Pasale and also Zydeco Boogie, all sorts of wonderful programs. So do stay tuned. Keep your dial here to 88.7 FM. And that is where we broadcast Lafayette and Lake Charles on your radio dial. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and a station made possible by generous contributions from a lot of you out there. If you are a member of public radio, thank you for your support. If not, as we said many times, we could sure use that support. We need continual support to help keep these programs on the air. You can pledge securely online at krvs.org. To take us on up to the top of the hour, and Nick Spitzer and American Roots, music from Jerry Portnoy on blues harp. Portnoy was in one of the last iterations of the Muddy Waters band. He also worked with Eric Clapton's band for quite a while. He's heralded as a fine, fine blues and jazz harp player. Here he is from a disc called Poison Kisses. This one came out back in 1991 before he went to work with Eric Clapton. Jerry Portnoy with a number called Blues in a Dream. Have a great weekend.
There's a car, truck, or boat taking up space at your house, and you're finally ready to do something about it, KRVS just might be the answer. Your vehicle could be used to support public radio in our community through KRVS's car donation program. One phone call is all it takes. Whether it's running or not, we'll come and get the vehicle, send you a tax receipt when it sells, and you just supported KRVS. Call us now at 877-KRVS-887 or visit our website at krvs.org to learn more. And thanks.